Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this is our first local story. This week's WLAW-WHST Game of the Week radio coverage will feature Sandusky hosting their game against Cass City on Friday, September 26th. Coverage on WLAW's 102.1 FM will begin at 6 p.m. with kickoff at 7 p.m. And if all goes according to plan, cellular phone service will receive a boost with the addition of a new communications tower in Huron County. A proposal is being considered to allow for construction of a new cellular tower in the village of Sebewing. The Sebewing Village Council will conduct a special meeting at 6 p.m. at the Village Hall at 222 North Center Street on Monday, September 29th. The hearing is to gather public input on the proposed construction of a tower near the village's South Main Park. Property owners within 500 feet of the proposed site were notified and are encouraged to attend. Those who cannot attend can submit a written letter to the Village Council at the hall, which will be entered and read into public record. For those who received a notice of the meeting and are no longer the owner of the property in the designated area, forward the notice to them and call the village office at 989-883-2150. And there will be a free food distribution in Clifford. St. Patrick Chapel at 9851 Main Street, Clifford, will host a pop-up pantry this Friday, September 26th from 11 a.m. to noon. The distribution is a first-come, first-served event. The food to be distributed will be provided by the Food Bank of Eastern Michigan. And Aquastar Corps has issued a nationwide recall of several frozen shrimp products sold under the Kroger, Mercado, and Aquastar brand names after concerns they may have been contaminated with cesium-137 or CS-137, a radioactive material. The recall announced September 20th and published by the FDA on September 21st affects nearly 85,000 bags of shrimp sold in grocery stores across more than 30 states, including Michigan. No illnesses have been reported. The recall products include the Kroger Raw Colossal Easy Peel Shrimp, 2 pounds, multiple lot codes, best if used by dates March to April 2027. Kroger Mercado Cooked Medium Peeled Tail Off Shrimp, 2 pounds, lot codes, best before date October 2027. Aquastar Raw Peeled Tail On Shrimp Skewers, 1.25 pounds, lot codes, best if used by November 2027. According to the FDA, traces of CS-137 can be found in the environment, but higher levels may pose long-term health risks if consumed repeatedly over time, including an increased risk of cancer. The products were distributed to Kroger-owned grocery chains, including Ralph's, Fry's, King Soopers, Smith's Mariano's, and Pick and Save, as well as Fred Meyer, Food for Less, and QFC, among others. Consumers are urged not to eat the recalled shrimp. Instead, they should throw it away or return it to the store for a full refund. Questions can be directed to Aquastar at 800-331-3440, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And some of the first items Huron County Commissioners addressed at today's meeting were taking care of needs of senior citizens. Commissioners approved a request by the Dwight Township Board in the amount of $2,500 to pay the rent of the Dwight Township Hall when used by the Kindy seniors, and they also approved the request by the UNI Club for $2,500 to pay for utilities and insurance at the congregate meal site in Port Austin for seniors. The money to fund those requests will be taken from the Older Citizens Fund that is supported by a county millage. Also, the board adopted a zoning amendment that rezoned 3 parcels of land zoned agricultural to industrial in Section 22 of Sheridan Township. The zoning change was requested by Bad Axe Property Corporation for the Huron Landfill and hiring John Atwell as a part-time sheriff deputy as a marine officer was approved. And in Oakland County, the family of a 5-year-old boy killed in a hyperbaric chamber explosion has filed a $100 million lawsuit naming multiple defendants. Vigor Law announced the lawsuit Monday at a press conference. The lawsuit stems from a January 31, 2025 incident at the Oxford Center in Troy, Michigan, where 5-year-old Thomas Cooper was killed when the chamber he was receiving treatment in exploded. Cooper's mother was also seriously injured in the explosion. The lawsuit names Oxford Hyperbaric Oxygen Therapy Center, Oxford Kids Foundation, Sechrist Industries, Inc., Pamela Peterson, Jeffrey Musteller, Gary Merkin, Aletha Moffett, and Office Adventures Troy 1 as defendants in the matter. The lawsuit alleges that there were no warnings or stickers on the hyperbaric chamber that would alert users of a high fire risk. Vigor Law also alleges that there were no proper fire emergency prevention protocols in the room. And in Grand Traverse County, Michigan, a bat found inside a residence in northern Michigan has tested positive for rabies. The Grand Traverse Health County Health Department confirmed the news on Monday, noting that the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services tested the bat for possible human exposure. All individuals identified as exposed are receiving the necessary post-exposure medical care, officials said. Rabies is a fatal viral disease that affects the central nervous system of mammals, including humans. It is transmitted through the saliva of infected animals, typically through a bite or scratch. And that's been your local, regional, and national news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime on thumbnet.net.